It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When one thinks of pure maple syrup, Vermont comes to mind often, but Pennsylvania's maple season rivals that of any New England state. Our local food contributor, Rhonda Schult, a writer for Local Goodness, shares some maple syrup cooking tips and talks about the abundance of local festivals kicking off soon. Rhonda, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So right now, it's maple season in the Pittsburgh region. But what does that mean?
Well, what that means is actually the sap from the trees is being harvested right now and turned into maple syrup and other maple products.
How does that happen? All right, you got this. The sap doesn't have any particular flavor, does it?
Well, it has just a tiny bit of sweetness, and that is called sweet water, which, interestingly enough, is what people believe the Swickley was named after, was the sweet water from the maple trees that the Indians were tapping back when settlers were coming to the area. So it has about 2% sugar in this light water sap that comes out of the trees, and that's what they're collecting right now. But once they evaporate it down and turn it into the beautiful maple syrup that we can find all across the state, it'll have about 66% sugar.
So, yes, it gets a lot sweeter.
Yes.
So describe that process. What all has to happen there?
Well, first what has to happen is we have to tap the trees, and that usually starts around late January to early February. And typically maple season runs from late January until about April, but really it's the freeze and thaw time of the year where we have very, very cold nights, and then we might warm up during the day. And that actually causes the sap to flow.
So we're getting to be in the thick of that right now.
We are in the heart of that right now. So we've got maple flowing all across our state, and those are being collected in buckets and vats, depending on how people are collecting them across the state. And then they take that sap that's been collected and take it to an evaporator. And you'll see these evaporators in what are called sugar shacks or sugar houses in the places where the maple producers are. And that's where the magic happens.
If I have a maple tree in my yard, mm-hmm. can I make my own?
You could. It's going to take about, well, let me tell you this. It takes about 40 gallons of maple sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. And one tree can usually produce enough sap to do about a quart to a third of a gallon of syrup. So if you have a tree that's old enough, they need to be between 20 and 40 years old, a minimum of 10 inches in diameter. And at that point, you could actually tap your sugar maple. It can't be just any maple, but the sugar maple tree.
Right. So you go up to the sugar maple and you know that it's the right size. Mm-hmm. Then what do you do?
Well, you have to tap it, and if you're interested in learning how to do that, the festivals that you mentioned earlier are a great way and a place to learn how to tap a maple tree because they all have maple tapping demonstrations, syrup-making demonstrations, but you would have to tap the tree.
And when you say tapping, that means what?
That means actually taking a little metal spike that's hollow and tapping it into the tree, into what's called the sapwood, and that's actually where the sugars are stored, that when the waters start to flow and capture that sugar, that's what is the sap running.
And just stick a straw in there and you just start.
Slurp away.
Wow. Who knew?
You hang a bucket, which you've seen in pictures and magazines and history books, or a lot of places now have tubing that they attach to those taps that collect in a pickle bucket, the 10-gallon or 5-gallon pickle buckets. And you just collect that sap, put until you have enough that you want to boil it down into maple syrup. And how long it takes to make the maple syrup if you want to make it at home is going to depend on how much you're going to boil. But you have to boil it to a very precise temperature. It's 7.1 degrees above the boiling temperature of water. And so it's a very precise process to get to the point of maple syrup. If you start to go above that, then you start to turn that sap and syrup into other products.
Into creme brulee or something.
Something like that. Maple cream would be one of those,
for example. So you tap it, you trap it, you boil it, and then you got the sugar shack. Mm-hmm. What's a sugar shack? Well, I mean, we know what the song Sugar Shack, we know what's going on in that sugar shack. But
or the love shack.
Right. Well, there's that one too. But this sugar shack we're talking about, what goes on?
It's actually where they make the maple syrup and the maple products. Typically, that's where the evaporators are housed, where the sap is brought into and the process is undertaken that turns that sap into maple syrup. Once the syrup reaches that proper temperature that I just mentioned, they'll pull that off the evaporator and filter it and then bottle it. And you'll see it in bottles and jugs in grocery stores and markets across the state. You'll see them in farmers markets throughout the summer with a little label of the farm or the sugar producer that the maple came from.
And you have a jug of maple syrup right here.
Right.
And you'll luck would have it.
I do.
Pass that this way, would you please?
It's a half gallon.
It's a half gallon.
And this will last us in our house maybe 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah. My son loves pancakes and waffles, and we cook a lot with maple syrup too.
Oh, so besides the obvious things of the pancakes and the waffles, what can you put maple syrup on?
Well, maple syrup is a great sweetener for anything that you want to have sort of a more natural, I would like to call it a hearty and robust sweetener, akin to honey, but even more robust. So I use it in teas. In fact, I was making a ginger tea earlier this week that I sweetened with a little maple syrup, and that was fantastic. It's excellent in barbecue sauces and other glazes during the summertime when you're grilling. In the winter and fall and winter time, roasting root vegetables and squashes with a little bit of maple is fantastic. And also it's really good in vinaigrettes that are citrus-based, like an orange maple vinaigrette for salads or drizzling on fish and grilled chicken.
Delicious. Now, what are some of the other products that are made from maple sap?
Well, there are for those of you who have visited Vermont and any of those of you who've trekked over the line to Canada, you'll know that there are tons of maple products out there. One of them that's fun to buy but also to make is maple cream, and I actually brought some of that in today too, and you can take a look at that. This has been sitting out for just a little bit, but you'll see it's a lot thicker, and this is sort of your creme brulee look that you were talking mm-hmm. about. But that is just taking the syrup and heating it up even more so than you would the syrup itself in its production process, and then you whip it until it thickens up and looks sort of creamy, and keep this in the fridge, and it's great on toasts and muffins and all sorts of things like that. And you can make sugar, maple sugar and maple candy out of the syrup as well. And we'll have information on your website on how people can do that.
So you've got the maple syrup, which sort of has the consistency, or not the consistency, but the color of, say, Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
whereas what I'm holding in my hand, this maple cream, looks like a thick, creamy coffee.
Right. Looks like a latte.
Yes. And I'm very tempted to drink this, but I won't because we are on the radio. But it looks delicious. Where do people find locally made syrup? Somebody listening to this says, oh, boy, I've got to try this. And they don't have a maple tree in their backyard that they can tap. Where do they go?
Well, first thing they can do, particularly right now, is go to some of these festivals. And one of the first ones that's going to be coming up, they've missed the first one by now, which is the one that I go to, and that's the Fern Hollow Nature Center in Swickley or Sweetwater in Swickley Heights. But there's a couple of big ones across the state that shouldn't be missed. Probably the largest, and I think the largest and oldest, is the Pennsylvania Maple Festival in Somerset, Pennsylvania, and they're actually celebrating their 66th year this year. This one actually goes for 2 weekends. It starts the 16th and 17th, and then also the 20th through the 24th, and there are all kinds of activities going on at this particular festival, from historical presentations to sugar tapping and demonstrations and cooking and all kinds of samples of the products that you can make with syrup. Another really cool one is what's happening the weekend of the 16th and 17th also up in northeastern Pennsylvania in the Erie area. And this is actually where you can tour actual sugar producers, visit their sugar shacks, watch them actually in action. They'll all have their maple products available for sale as well. And then at the really the tail end of maple season in the first weekend of April, Beaver County is going to have their Maple Festival, and this year they're celebrating their 36th year. And this is a really cool event because this one is all pretty much run by volunteers out in Brady's Run Park. They tap about 3,000 to 4,000 trees every year and have an army of volunteers who actually capture and produce the syrup all season long, and then it culminates in this giant festival at end of April.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And after the season, like I said, you'll find them in the farmers markets, a lot of specialty markets. You'll find the maple syrup as well from Pennsylvania. So keep an eye out for it. They'll be in the jugs that show, say, pure Pennsylvania maple syrup. You can't miss it when you're looking for it.
And we'll have extra maple syrup stories and a link to all of these other festivals if you want to check them out at our website at WESA.FM. We've been talking about maple syrup made in Pennsylvania with the only person sweeter than maple syrup, our own local food contributor Rhonda Schultz. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Monday on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll learn about La Roche College's new program training students how to help in areas devastated by natural disasters. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.
Join me, Larkin Page Jacobs, for NPR's All Things Considered, weekdays from 4 to 6:30 p.m. on 90.5.